Welcome back. It's great to see you again. As a reminder, please go through this module in a quiet environment with as few distractions as possible. Before we get started, I'm curious to know how you are feeling these days. It's great to hear that things are going well for you. Please press the next button when you're ready, and we'll see what unfolds. I'm sorry to hear that things are not going well for you. Feel free to tell me about what's going on for you using the text box. Thanks for your comments. I'm sorry to hear that. Even though things are not going well, I'd like to move on with this module. Please press the next button when you're ready, and we'll see what unfolds. For the last 2 months, we've started each of our sessions with trivia. So, as not to mess with tradition, it's time for booze cues. In fact, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, we've added a bit of a holiday theme to this month's booze cues. Fact or fiction? You will sleep better if you've had a few drinks. Fiction. Alcohol is a depressant, and it may make you fall asleep. However, it interferes with the quality and duration of restful sleep. In fact, alcohol is one of the few causes of insomnia. This is something important to keep in mind if you're looking forward to catching up on some sleep during your Thanksgiving break. Fact or fiction? If someone passes out from drinking too much, it's helpful to put them to bed and leave them alone to sleep it off. Fiction. Actually, it's very unsafe to leave unattended someone who has passed out from drinking too much. This is because alcohol slows down the heart and respiration rates and lowers blood pressure. In fact, the BAC level at which a person passes out is dangerously close to the level at which a person may die from alcohol poisoning. If someone has passed out from drinking too much, it's important to monitor their breathing and heart rates closely. Also, don't hesitate to seek medical attention. On a lighter note, if Uncle Buck passes out from eating too much turkey at Thanksgiving, then it's probably okay to leave him unattended and let him sleep it off. You may also encourage him to go for a jog the next day. Okay, let's move on to something else. The next segment is the calendar that is used to enter your drinking, if any. Before we get started with the calendar, take a moment to review the information presented on the slide about standard drink sizes. Please press the next button once you've done so. I'd like to know about your drinking between October 26th and November 11th. The next screens will walk you through those days. For each day, I'll ask if you drank any alcohol. If you did drink on that day, then you'll be asked to type in the number of standard drinks you had on that day, including any combination of different types of alcohol. You'll also be asked to type in the number of hours from the time that you started drinking to the time that you finished drinking. Press the next button when you're ready to begin. Excellent. Thanks for completing the calendar. Next, I'll turn it over to Joe the bartender, who will give you feedback on the drinking that you reported in the calendar. But first, I have a question. How many standard drinks did you have the last time you partied or socialized? Goodbye, Lauren. Before we wrap up for today and this semester, please take a 10-minute questionnaire. Hit the next button when you're ready. I'll be here when you're finished. Thank you for taking the time to answer those items and for engaging in this conversation. As today is our last session of the semester, I'm curious to know about your level of engagement during these four modules. Please indicate how engaged you were during our sessions. That's all we have for today. See you next semester. Our meetings in the spring semester will involve more interactive conversations about your perspective and experiences on alcohol use during that time. See you next semester.